From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Senate Republicans, joined by a lone Democrat, Russell Feingold, today voted down a $353 billion bill to fund the Pentagon this fiscal year. They rejected the measure because Democrats added $15 billion worth of spending on homeland defense that is beyond what President Bush has approved. The president has said he will veto a final bill that includes the extra spending. NPR's David Wellner reports now from the Capitol.
Democrats gambled that with a war on, Republicans would not vote against a defense bill. But Republicans stood by their vow to reject any spending the president had not asked for. West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, who sought more spending for beefing up domestic counterterrorism defense, accused his GOP colleagues of putting the president's wishes ahead of national needs.
And the vote sends the message that it's more important to win a political battle than it is to win the war against terrorism.
But Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott said it was the Democrats who were playing politics by deliberately making the Republicans look bad, forcing a vote against the defense bill.
That was the wrong thing to do. I think the strategy backfired on the Democrats, and the evidence of it is the uncertainty, the chaos is sitting out here right now.
The Senate still intends to pass a defense spending bill, but one without the extra money Democrats asked for. Democrats hope to meet at least some of the needs they sought to address with $20 billion in emergency spending that the president has approved and that's part of the defense bill. Republicans say if more money is needed for domestic defense, the president will ask for it early next year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.